Victor Hugo was right when he said, "Where there is darkness, crimes will be committed. The guilty one is not merely he who commits the crime, but he who caused the darkness." The Supreme Court recently struck down a California law that would have banned selling violent video games to children, stating that the games are protected under free speech. The court's new version of freedom of speech would cause the darkness by allowing children to play current games which teach kids to kill cops, shoot up schools, and to kill other students while being rewarded in hell for their crimes committed against them. There are also games out there teaching kids to steal cars, rape women, and even shoot the President of the United States for a chance to win a $10,000 prize. Then America wonders why we have such a high crime rate? Charles Montesquieu was right when he said, "Liberty is the right to do what the law permits." Yet in America today, the Supreme Court calls it freedom of speech to allow kids to be taught or allowed how to commit the crimes that the courts should prevent. It is my clear understanding that government's purpose is to restrain from sin, transgression of God's law, 1 John 3:4, not to encourage it. Crime should be deterred, not encouraged or allowed. Isaiah 51:4 declares, "Hearken unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation, for a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people." For example, in 1946, a juvenile delinquent appeared before Judge Rugemeyer from St. Cloud, Minnesota, because the youth had struck and seriously injured another man while driving a car. After ordering a background check, the judge found out that the youth came from a troubled home. The judge opted to suspend the juvenile's sentence, provided that he learned and lived by the Ten Commandments and reported regularly to his probation officer. When the youth explained he didn't know what the Ten Commandments were, the judge then made arrangements for a pastor to teach him about them. From this experience, Judge Rugemeyer realized that the American youth needed the moral guidance provided by the Ten Commandments. He then began a movement to place monuments displaying the commandments in thousands of courtrooms, schools, and parks across the nation. However, in 1980, the Supreme Court made the following statement in Stone v. Graham. "If the posted copies of the Ten Commandments are to have any effect at all, it will be to induce the school children to read, meditate upon, perhaps to venerate and obey the commandments." The court said, "This is not a permissible state objective." What? The court doesn't want the children to obey the Ten Commandments, which teaches them not to kill, steal, and dishonor their parents, or lie, so on and so forth? The courts are telling on themselves what they are really attempting to do when ruling backwards like this. Is this about justice or about feeding the monster of lawlessness? Does not the Supreme Court have a legal obligation to execute judgment upon crime, therefore putting fear into others not to do the same? This government agency has clearly failed to do its duty. Don't get me wrong, parents have a moral and a natural obligation to be the first line of defense. I would not allow my children to play those kind of games, no matter who said it was okay. If parents across America would do the same, the courts wouldn't even be considering such a ridiculous notion. You see, we can teach what we know, but we can only reproduce what we are. And what we have taught the youth is really what the last four generations have acted out in their own lifestyles. Sadly, the youth are eating the pill on the account of the lawlessness of their elders. Jesus said, "Wisdom is justified of her children." And this is a truth that no man can deny. Interestingly enough, over the head of the Supreme Court building in Washington, D.C., there's a huge engraving of Moses with the Ten Commandments in his hands. The inscription under Moses states, "Justice, the guardian of liberty." Our founders have laid in stone a truth that reproves those who sit in the Supreme Court chambers this day. The judge's sole purpose was to rule according to law, which is a fixed principle laid out for all mankind by Almighty God, the judge of all the earth. America, we can no longer allow these judges to usurp their authority and legislate their opinions from the bench any longer. A strong word of advice to the judges, who are an extension of we the people, can be found in Psalm 2, 10
through
12. Andrew
Young, former mayor of Atlanta, said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in your religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your life that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death." Our Constitution was made only for a moral and a religious people, Christian. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Human passions unbridled by morality and religion, Christianity, would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net. The second President of the United States of America, Mr. John Adams.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, it's amazing to me the time people will take to ask me questions about things that transpire. And I've explained them over and over and over again. I've given people the biblical answers. I've given them the constitutional answers, which is premised on the Word of God, common law. And no matter how many times I say it to people, nobody pays attention until it happens. So I'm talking to somebody today, and it's not the only conversation I've had about it, but just concerning what's going on in the state of Minnesota. Well, I want to remind everybody that while all of these uproars and these tumults, this created domestic insurrection between the federal and state governments using ICE, an unconstitutional agency, being used to sweep away the 10th Amendment of the state of Minnesota. It's amazing to me how people don't pay attention until it happens to them. And then they call you and say, I think a lot of this stuff that's going on right now, it's completely wrong. Well, you would know that if you would take the time to do your own due diligence, 2 Timothy 2:15. But if you don't want to take the time to know the difference, why is it that you didn't hear a word I said up until it happened? And now that it's happening, now you're calling me up or you're reaching out to me, asking me the questions that I've already given you answers to. And you could have prevented what's on the scene right now if only you would have taken time to learn the lessons, avail to the lessons. Because if you don't avail to the lessons, this is what's going to happen. I was just making the point that over the last couple of days, we were driving around Minneapolis trying to find all these tumults, all these uproars. And we in particular went out one day last week after it was being promulgated by the mainstream media that has a long history of not telling people the truth. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that a revelation for many of you? But we didn't find anything. And it's like, well, where are all these riots happening? Because I can't find them. And I drove to North Minneapolis. I drove to South Minneapolis. I drove downtown Minneapolis because that's home. It's always going to be home. And I'm not moving because people don't like that. Nope. Not when it's time to fight, especially. No, we're not going to capitulate. Psalm 78, verse 9. We're going to stand up and fight it off concerning what means to threaten who we are as a people. You know, that's what we're made out of here in America. That's the history of our forefathers and those that have gone before us. Not to stand up, tuck tail, and run when it's time to fight. But the point is, friends, I couldn't find them. And I'm asking the question as I'm watching these on television. I'm sitting there on the newsreels. I'm sitting there looking at them saying, I know that. I know that spot. I know this spot. I went to St. Cloud. Matter of fact, just the other day, folks, I was talking to a Somalian kid. And I got to say for the record, there's not a Muslim that I've talked to that hasn't been cool. But I also want to tell you, on the other hand, you do understand that they are being raised up to hate you, America, and they hate you because, again, is what I've said before, because of what you've allowed the politicians to do to their prospective countries. They want revenge and they want their recompense. That's the truth of the matter. But going back, friends, I was talking to this kid, the Somalian kid. I said, is this a real threat to the Somalian community? And he said, yeah, it's very real. I said, have you had any contact with ICE? He said, no. And you could tell that this kid was very timid. He was like worried about what was going on, that he might be kidnapped, as they say, by ICE and then deported. And though he's an American, he said. See, the difference is, friends, it's not an issue of ethnicity. It's an issue of them coming to assimilate. And if they're not here to assimilate, then let them go. They need to be deported. They need to go. But there's a lot of them that don't want to leave. But they're still not here to assimilate. And if they come around and they're walking around in their religious garb, you already know that they're not here to assimilate. They're here to establish and to overthrow. That is a fact. No, folks, I started talking to some of the Somalian kids. And I also, he was a tall kid. He was taller than I was, and I'm 6'5". But the week before that, I was talking to some of the Somalians, too. I said, do you believe that Ilhan Omar is standing in your corner? And I said, do you know who she is? Do you know that she doesn't have a footprint? Nobody knows where she came from. Nobody knows why the mainstream media keeps propping her up. And then I went on and tell these young people, I said, you know, it's interesting. The Somalian community had an event in Minneapolis. And I said, Ilhan Omar made a surprise appearance and they all started booing her down. So I was asking these young people, do you think that she's in your corner? Is she really there to establish and to protect you people? You know, it's interesting. We get this conversation going. The Somalian community, the African-American community, the Chinese community, the Hmong community, the Mexican community. Nonsense, 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 nonsense. If you're here to assimilate, we're all in this together under God, and we're all Americans, period. We need to quit talking the way and quit parodying what the mainstream media keeps throwing at us. But again, friends, let me go full circle. Listen to me the first time. Because it's all premised on the word. It's all premised on history. Remember, our forefathers told us to study the past so it doesn't repeat itself. That's why I study the past. You want to be solidified? Then go back to the word of God and put your feet upon the rock. And when your feet are upon the rock, you lose your self-righteousness and you take the imputation of Christ and his righteousness. And you can stand on the rock and say, I know I'm right because he's the one that said it. And there's a big, huge difference. And it's not self-righteousness. It's called confidence in the fear of the Lord. And knowing what he said is true and that his word is immutable and it's infallible and it's unchangeable. Okay? Folks, we've got a lot to cover today. And I want to cover a plethora of topics concerning what I just highlighted a moment ago. I do want to reiterate the point before I go over to point you to the social media platforms. Folks, I can't find any of what the media is reporting. Except the fraud. I want you to know that. I can't find it. I drove to Minneapolis the same way I did to George Floyd. See, we do know that paid provocateurs from Senator Eric Lucero, who was on with us last week, who told us that they're paid provocateurs. Where's law enforcement? And furthermore, I think we need to pay attention because we also need to understand that the bad guy, speaking of which, they're not afraid of an angry mob. They're afraid of clarity and perseverance concerning the American people that are seeking out the justice and bringing it upon the heads of the wicked. Americans, we need justice. All of this would go away real quick, not just in Minnesota, but across the United States of America, when the 345 million people under God, righteously and lawfully, hold every single corrupt individual, regardless of what office they occupy, and hold them accountable for their crimes. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Subscribe, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. You want to call in, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Perry Atkinson, President and General Manager of the Dove Radio and TV. What an honor for me to talk about Bradley Dean. Bradley has been a friend of the Dove's ministry and a regular guest on our talk show for many years. His Sons of Liberty broadcast on radio is one of the top platforms in the country for spreading the truth of Christ and bringing resolve to the issues that so many of us face on a daily basis. Bradley and his team has done an excellent job honoring the price that has been paid for our freedoms, both naturally and spiritually. And it's our honor and our pleasure to partner with Sons of Liberty Radio.
BBSRadio.com.
Hey everybody, Alex Newman here, award-winning international journalist with Liberty Sentinel Media. We broke some of the critical stories exposing the COVID hoax, the lies about the injections, and so much more way before it was cool. We exposed the UN, the climate hoax, the U.S. government, and so much more, all from a biblical perspective, with the goal of bringing you all the information you need to keep your family and yourself happy, healthy, and free. Check us out at libertysentinel.org and subscribe for free at libertysentinel.org/subscribe.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Let us not be found amongst the common herd, friends, as you are to be the compeers of angels. Nay, as you are far higher than they, and one with Christ, and as the precious blood has been your ransom price, walk as becometh saints. Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. You know, if I really want to go down to the fundamental basis concerning what's going on in this country, it's all premised in Scripture. Again, what we're seeing today is those things that we did not take heed to concerning Psalm 19:11. By them, thy servant is warned. We didn't listen to the Lord's warnings. And now the judgments are here, and people are not realizing that their sin is finding them out. 1 John 3:8. For sin is the transgression of God's law. And so if I want to understand what sin is in the transgression of law, I have to go to his 10 commandments to understand that I've broken every single one of them into 1,000 pieces, which, by the way, works repentance in me by the Holy Ghost, John 16:8, and it drives me to the foot of the cross where it can do no more. Where I'm justified by Christ, when I am Christ and he works in me godly repentance, and those fruits are born, they're born and they're brought forth to the glory of Christ, John 15:8, but first starting in 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11. Okay? So that's where it really comes. We're under the judgments of God. I'm still waiting for anybody to prove scripturally what I'm saying is incorrect.
That number is 281-845-4704. Also wanted to let you know that this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ. Okay, so let me ask you, what happens when the people don't demand law enforcement upon the heads of the corrupt within the halls of government, though we have provision? There's your answer. What happens when the people just let their said representatives do whatever they want to do without any consequence, lawful or unlawful? You get what you see today. See, Americans, when I say that Moses upholding the two tablets in his hands, the Ten Commandments, which is found in Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13, you need to understand that what he's telling you is to love your neighbors as yourself. And what is the fulfilling of that law? It's love. And so, in other words, if you don't want somebody to violate the law against you, then you don't violate the law against them. That is the fulfilling of the law. And it is love, Matthew 22, verse 37 through 39. When you look at Deuteronomy 19:19, it tells us that when the wicked do what they do, good or bad, by the way, it applies to both sides, okay? We don't want a false balance here, which is an abomination in the face of the Lord. What happens is when someone intends evil against you, you are by law to repay that person to their face what exactly it is that they meant to do you in violating and transgressing that law that's to be maintained to what? Magnify our liberties. What happens when we don't do that? You get what you get. You get what you see when you open your eyes, and you get to hear what you hear when you open your ears. Friends, you are corrupt from the top to the bottom in this country. And I can say this in a positive as well, friends, so that you might understand, so it's just not a negative. If it wasn't true that we are corrupt from the top to the bottom, then where again are we seeing law enforcement throughout the United States of America and in federal government to indict and to charge and to jail until their time under a peer of jurors to bring them to justice concerning the crimes that they committed? Where is the justice? If you're saying I'm not seeing any, that's proving the point and showing you how corrupt we are. And it also shows you what the American people are leaving off when it comes to justice. And they can't bring justice about because they don't even know what the law says. Hey, let me ask you, is it okay for the politicians to lie, to steal, to kill, just like their father, the devil, John 10:10? Absolutely not. Why do we know that? Because it transgresses our laws. And if they break the law, the people are to rise up and they're to impeach them and prosecute them. People say to me all the time, new listeners right now, people say to me all the time, will you give us the answers? I'm giving you the answers again and again and again and again. Folks, what's going on in government today is a reflection of the American people. Every country deserves the government that it has. That is a reflection of what we tolerate and what it is that we don't tolerate. If we, the people, the 86% that profess to be Christians, truly walked in the fear of God, guess what they're not going to tolerate? They're not going to tolerate corruption in the halls of government. They're going to teach them the fear of God as well, either in righteousness or in judgment. See, when I look at the answers that I want to find in the concerning bringing about the resolve that we need in this country, the first thing I do is go to the Bible, and then I'll read the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and then I'll look at state statutes, which ally themselves with the Word of God, by the way, because it's premised on common law. But listen to this. This is the beginning of a Christian people. Listen carefully. For I will take you from among the people and gather you out of all the countries. That's America. And bring you into your own land. It's already been done. Then I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all of your idols will I cleanse you. And I'm in Ezekiel 36, starting in verse 24. I'm going to 26 now. Then he talks about the born-again experience, John 3:3, and it says, a new heart also I will give you, the Lord said, and a new spirit I will put within you, the Lord said, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh. That means he takes the old one out and he puts a brand new spirit within you. And he says, I will give you a heart of flesh that you might know me. Verse 27, he says, I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. No, wait a second. So when someone's born of the Spirit, did I just hear the Lord say in verse 27,
which is just the tip of the iceberg. And you shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. Whoa. What preceded that? And I will put within you my spirit and shall cause you to walk in my statutes. That means to deal with corruption according to the Torah, to the Decalogue. Do you all understand? Are you all tracking with me? That's how you're going to deal with them. See, what you're putting up with in this country, friends, is the commandments of men that make void the commandments of God, and not teaching them fear of consequence of violating law anymore, because it's no longer God's law that's in place, it's man. And Jesus rebuked that in Mark 7:7. Now you're allowing the corrupt to show what? What they call mercy. It's an evil mercy. It's an evil compassion, showing evil mercy and evil compassion to wicked men who are not receiving justice. They're not being taught the fear of God. They're being taught what? How to fuel a system that's based off of what? Indulgence. That means you pay your way out of a crime. That means you find a corrupt politician or a corrupt judge. And what you do is you give them certain amounts of money for them to release you. That's exactly what Jesus rebuked the religious hypocrites for. The same thing in the same model that American people have taken on today in spite of God's law. Yet every time you go into a court, isn't it interesting how the Lord is mentioned and how people that are to testify, they're to put their right hand up swearing to God? Isn't it also interesting that in every courtroom in America, that black-robed individual wouldn't be there if there wasn't God's law to discover and apply in the first place? Are people thinking this through? No, they're not. So let me go back. So when we're born of the Spirit of God, the Lord says he'll put a spirit in us. He'll cause us to walk in his statutes. We'll deal with crime according to his law. And you shall keep my judgments and do them. Anybody that wants to dispute, argue, or contend Jude 3:4, I'm right here. Because the way that we used to do things in this country, we deterred the crime by using and enforcing God's statutes, his laws unto judgment upon the heads of the wicked, showing them the consequence of their crime. Now you, in its place, in contrast, running antithetical, you went from a system of righteousness and peace to now what? Unrighteousness. In what? Tumults, uprisings, tyranny. Do you see what you've done, Americans, what you've allowed? You've left off the heart of God. Let me prove one more point here, because it says when he puts his spirit within us, we'll walk in his statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. He said, and you shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers. Well, he has. We're here. We've been given the possession, and that's the Lord's call, not man's. Americans, I want to say something to you really quick on a side note. You're not in a land that's been stolen from anybody. It's the Lord that decides who gets the possession, who dispossesses, and who gets dispossessed. That is not up to man. Don't give yourself so much credit, Americans, to think even for example, the bad guys are in power. They're no more in power than they ever were in all their lives. They're just being used as the servants of the Lord to bring judgment upon a people that claim to be the Lord's. The Lord is not going to remove his holiness or his righteousness to go ahead and fraternize with your compromises. He's going to make sure there's a clean cut and to make sure that everybody understands that God is holy and he is just. And that's exactly what we see in America today, is the unrighteous, the wicked in the halls of government, starting with the churches, are being used to rain down judgment upon a people that refuse to take the time to study the scriptures and the Constitution to know for themselves as to what the commandments of God are and are not. We'll be right back.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Hi, my name's Floyd Brown from the Western Center for Journalism and westernjournalism.com. I love Bradley Dean. I'll tell you what, here's a man with passion that is going out and providing important messages to young people, and I really salute him for what he's doing. That's why here at westernjournalism.com, we run Bradley Dean's op-eds every single week. If you want to read Bradley Dean at westernjournalism.com, come on over. And I really enjoy the radio program, too.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day. And we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean. And we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
In a world filled with compromise and those who cower from speaking the truth, listening to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty is a breath of fresh air in a day and age when you are searching for someone to just tell it like it is. If you are ready to hear the unadulterated truth from the Word of God that will feed your soul, open your eyes, give you understanding, and turn your heart to the Father, if you are ready to take a stand and realize your duty before God and man to preserve the freedom so graciously bestowed upon us by God Almighty and our founding forefathers, if you're ready to set aside the counterfeit and embrace the real, then join us weekdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for an encounter that will enlighten your understanding and point you directly to Jesus Christ, the everlasting light.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
So I hope you're all sitting down because I need you to just get yourself in a position where you can brace yourself. You know, when I talk about those in the halls of governments, you know, again, and I've said exactly what we've heard before 1,000 times. We're not called to overthrow the Constitution, but we are called to overthrow the men that pervert the Constitution. Make distinction between the righteous and the unrighteous, Ezekiel 44:23. Also put that up to the New Testament where Jesus said in John 7:24 that we're to judge righteously. Well, isn't that funny? Because, again, the Old Testament and the New Testament is a fulfilling of the Old Testament. Read Matthew 1. Look at all those patriarchs. 42 times over talks about Old Testament patriarchs. So how are you to understand the New Testament if you don't understand the Old Testament? And how Christ fulfilled it concerning the Old Testament in the New Testament. But what I want you to get is the heart of God. When you look at Jeremiah 9:24, what does it say? But let him that glorieth in this, let him glory in this. He said, let him understand and knoweth who I am, that I am the Lord, which exercises love and kindness. That's longsuffering, Psalm 107. And judgment and righteousness. That's the very habitation of his throne, Psalm 97. And then he goes on. And he says in Jeremiah 9:24, in the earth for on all these things I delight, saith the Lord. So he loves loving kindness, long suffering, judgment, and righteousness. Well, how do I put that together so I can make it out so people easily understand? Well, if I go over to Amos 5:15, which comes to my aid, Amos 5:15 says what? It says hate. It doesn't say, oh, we're called to love the sinner and hate the sin. Really? Wow, where'd you come up with that? Where did you come up with that? Yeah, we love them by telling the truth. And remember, that's not a fallen love. That's not a reprobate love. That's not a carnal love. That's a holy love that's been given unto us by the Holy Ghost, Romans 5:5. Right? I mean, after all, how can the act be a part of the actor? I mean, like when a man dies and he dies in his sin, does the sin go to hell and the man go to heaven? No. The one that chose to live in his sin and continue in his sin, as Jesus warned, he's going to die in it and he's going to go where sinners go. Read your Bible, people, and shut off the charlatans, the whores, and the hirelings from the pulpit across America. I'm talking about the popular ones. Shut them down. They're paid media influencers to confuse you. God is not the God of confusion. 14:33, 1 Corinthians. He's not the God of confusion. Listen to this. So what's the answer? Here it is again, Amos 5:15. Hate the evil and love the good and establish judgment within the gate, that it may be that the Lord of hosts, the God of hosts, will be gracious unto you. Wow. That makes sense. When you don't tolerate crime and everybody knows you're not going to tolerate crime, what are you doing? You're establishing righteousness and peace in that area that I'm not going to tolerate the crime. And by the way, that's a mercy to the innocent. And it's also a strong warning to those that may want to choose to transgress law, to stay away from us and stay away from our area. I can give you a prime example of what I'm talking about. There was a guy named James Dean. This is years ago out in Cambridge, Minnesota. It's a county in northern Minnesota. We had him on the radio program once, and we just asked him, we asked him the question, so why is it that they basically call you the maximum judge out there? Because what we knew, friends, is that if anybody, for example, drank and drove out there, you know, drinking and driving, if they drank, got drunk and drove in his county, they would go to jail for a very long time. Why? Because he wouldn't tolerate their crime. By the way, that's American law. Did you know that in some countries, like in El Salvador, if you drink and drive the very first time, do you know that you're put in front of a firing squad? Guess what they don't have a problem with in El Salvador? They don't have a problem with 11,000 to 12,000 families being slaughtered on the streets in El Salvador, like we do in America. Why? Because soft judges produce hardened criminals. That was a prime case in point as to what I was talking about. Oh, I'll give you another one here. Did you know that in California, there was a man that was busted 19 times drinking and driving? You know what the American judge, thought it was his duty to do in making light of the law that God established through his statutes? You know what he said? He said to the man that was busted 19 times for drinking and driving that he needed to move closer to the liquor store. Now, again, I want you to, that's funny. Yeah, that's funny until you look behind you and you see all the families that have been slaughtered on the streets from people that are not afraid of the consequence of violating man's law. There's a huge difference, and it brings a curse. So here, let me show you what I was talking about earlier. I hope you're sitting down. I want you to know that what you see in the halls of government today is so far out of the scope of authority in America. And people are like, how do they have the authority to do this? That's what they do. Instead of taking the time to know it, what do? They just sit back and say, where do they get the authority to do this? Well, they created it out of thin air. And you know what it's premised on? Your ignorance to let them do that. I want you to listen to this. Here's Thomas Massie. He's on the national floor, and he's talking about how your said representatives, all through the distraction going on in Minnesota and all over the country now concerning the Somali fraud, which has all been pre-planned, by the way, both with federal and state governments. I'll show you that in a moment. I want you to understand this is your said representatives, and I continuously warn you that they are tightening the noose around your neck through your ignorance. That's how it's happening. And it lines itself up with Hosea 4:6. Here's Thomas Massey. Listen to what's going on, friends. And look how they just basically, in a self-subservient way, gave them that authority, not from the people through delegation, but they gave themselves authority outside of the scope of authority that we gave them to go ahead and give themselves permission to shut your car off at will. I'm not joking, friends.
Pretty suspicious.
Right now in law, that's going to be implemented for the, it says for 2026, that states that every vehicle manufactured is going to have a kill switch in it. The car itself will monitor your driving. And if the car thinks that you're not doing a good job driving, it will disable itself.
So this was voted into federal law in the US as part of a larger bill. And this year, the vehicle technology will be rolled out. And it will mean that your car can be disabled under certain conditions. Of course, they're framing it as for your safety.
Always.
Once the infrastructure of...
It's always for your safety. The vaccinations, the experimental jabs. Nobody's been brought to justice. Still seeing all the lives that have been lost, the young lives that have been lost through the father of the vaccine. 30 million people dead because of that shot. Still not one politician held accountable for their crimes. Not one. And yet the CDC just came out recently and admitted that it was just a test on the people to see how far the people would let them go. Some people will say, well, if I just let them have their way, that they're just going to go away. No, just exactly the opposite. When you give them an inch, they're going to take you a mile. And that's why it's not going to go away. And that's why there's going to be another created crisis coming your way. Count on it, people. Count on it. As a matter of fact, don't ask me. Ask them. Ask them. So we have foreigners right now telling us in our government, our said representatives, in time of illegal invasion, which falls back on our said representative for the act of treason. Nobody wants to address that. They just want to keep thinking that's not there in the Constitution. They want to think that these people are still there for us, representing us, when in fact they're representing a foreign power to overthrow who we are. Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. Now they want to shut your cars off. Now they want to shut your cars off at will. Folks, can somebody show me where they derived delegated authority from we the people to go ahead and give themselves authority to shut your car off? And I can tell you exactly, it's the same thing that they're doing online right now. They're censoring whoever they don't want you to hear from. And they're suppressing, and people don't want to listen to that neither. You're going to listen to it sooner or later. Okay, you're going to listen to it sooner or later. It's better that you listen to it sooner than later, because there may not be any more time later to actually right the wrongs or defend yourselves from these people. Okay? Thomas Massey's telling you, friends, that the government is just going ahead and doing whatever they want to do. And in this time of invasion, they want to make sure they can shut your car off under the guise of for your safety, just like the said vaccinations. You also know, by the way, you also know that Adolf Hitler was the one that used for your safety, right, before he threw them into these cages. I just want to make sure that we're on the same page. I know some people think that, you know, this will never happen, but it's happening. And I'm seeing memes all over the place like, well, now I understand what people were trying to warn us of when it happened in their time. They didn't listen neither, and that's why that at the end of the day, they were completely judged. And so are the bad guys. Let me show you something else here, friends. Did you know that, you've seen this fraud that's been exposed in the state of Minnesota? You know how I've always highlighted the fact that pedophile Tim Walz is from Michigan, right? And then I told you that Keith Ellison, you know, that little scoundrel, I told you he's from Michigan. Okay, Walz is from Nebraska, forgive me. Ellison is from Michigan. And did you know that Ilhan Omar, she's from Somalia, fleeing justice, not oppression. She has no digital footprint. You already know that. Did you know that the chief of police in the state of Minnesota, did you know that he is from New Jersey? Did you know that his wife is a Muslim? Don't tell me this wasn't prearranged, friends. Well, you went to sleep. Matthew 13:25, the Lord said that when the enemy sleeps, or when men sleep, the enemy's soul tears. That's exactly what happened. Men are asleep with their eyes wide open. Oh, here's another one. Did you know that the mayor who has a tribal Somalian name in the state of Minnesota in Minneapolis, this defiant devil. Did you know that he is from Virginia? I'm not making this up. You can't make this up. Why is it that the CIA needed to gather all these people up from different states to come into Minnesota to do the things that they've done? Now, do you understand why I said installed? Because that's exactly what's going on. They're installed. Period. They've been put here. This is prearranged. Not a one of them's from Minnesota. Now, let me say that again. The mayor in St. Paul is an illegal. She is not from the United States of America, just like Ilhan Omar isn't. We'll be right back.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Martin Luther King Jr. rightly stated that I must admit, America, that I was initially disappointed in being so categorized as an extremist. But as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being an extremist. Was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? This nation cannot survive half slave and half free. Was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of an extremist we will be. We will be extremists for the preservation of injustice, or will we be extremists for the cause of justice? He goes on and says, history will record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not the strident clamor of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the good people. Patrick Henry said in a speech to the House of Burgess in May of 1765 that it cannot be emphasized too clearly and too often that this nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians, not on religion, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. For this very reason, people of other faiths have been afforded asylum, prosperity, and freedom of worship here. I want to show you a couple things really quick. I see you up there. I'll take you in a moment. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. I don't know if you guys are aware of this or not, but just showing you why we need justice, which preserves our liberties. Leaving them to have a free hand in their crimes proves that they'll do it again and again. All the way from 1997, 98, 99, 2000, 2001, 2002, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, to 2008. From 1997 to 2008, did you know that Rep. Al Green has used up $17 million of your money to cover up his crimes of sexual harassment? And I know some of you people want me to just talk like it's not really happening, but I'm not that stupid. A faithful witness delivereth the soul, and I'm going to hold to the word of God regardless if you like it or not. And why anybody in America wouldn't want to know how to empower themselves in righting the wrongs bewilders me to no end. You guys all see that recently, Pam Bondi.
Governor Walz.
I want you to listen to this. This is Pam Bondi. And basically, I'm just going to go ahead and narrate for you really quick. But Pam Bondi's here talking about the crimes that Governor Walz is guilty of. And again, this is just pro wrestling, nothing more, nothing less. But what she's doing is saying government, basically the government in Minnesota, Governor Walz, he's released vile criminals and felons back onto the street. And he's also allowed pedophiles to go back out onto the streets to basically endanger your lives. Now, I want you to think about this, because did you know that the Epstein files were supposed to be released 37 days ago? And this devil right here, Pam Bondi, has did everything and has done everything in her power to prevent that from happening. See, folks, unless Americans shut their TV off and deal with the corruption in the halls of government and the mainstream media, who's creating all of this domestic insurrection, it's not going to stop. It's not going to just go away. The only thing that's going to go away, as I've said before, are your freedoms. Okay? Are your freedoms. Okay, now I want to bring you over to this. And again, I was just highlighting the fact that the administration here from the top to the bottom concerning this fraud, they're doing their best along with federal government and the mainstream media in deterring it again, all the more, from fraud to now obstruction. Okay, now it's offense, an offense to Donald Trump rather than the people that Donald Trump is supposed to uphold the law in condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous. He's supposed to uphold that law, friends, by dealing with the wicked, but that's not what they're doing. Now, this is an issue of an offense towards the federal government rather than Tim Walz offending the people in the state of Minnesota concerning his theft and fraud of over almost up to $19 billion now. I want you to listen to this just to show you where this is going.
Is when you talk about Keith Ellison, he's not from Minnesota, he's from Detroit. Jacob Fry is not from Minnesota, he's from Virginia. The police chief of Minneapolis is not from Minnesota. He's from New Jersey. His wife's a Muslim cop in New Jersey. The mayor of St. Paul is not from Minnesota. And so
folks, you have a bunch of appointed scoundrels, just like I pointed out in 1 Kings 13:33 1,000 times. These are the type of people that are appointed because they're extorted. They're told what to do or else. What do you think the Epstein files are all about, friends? That's about modern-day Israel under war criminal Mylakowski. You know him as Netanyahu, holding over the top of the heads of those that he's bragging about controlling, namely Donald Trump in your Congress. He's bragging that he controls your government, Americans. How's that happening? The Epstein files. Because what they got him doing on film with kids. That's not a joke. That's all documented. I'm waiting for someone to have me prove that point too, because I've proven it several times. I want to show you this as well, because this is Stephen Miller. Now, if anybody knows anything about history, does this guy remind you of anybody around the Third Reich? Because everything about this guy, Stephen Miller, is wrong. He is creepy, folks. Everything about him is creepy. But these are the people that you're allowing to hold the helm, steering the country, friends, in the hell that it's creating right now.
I believe that the Somali fraud operation in Minnesota is the single greatest theft of taxpayer dollars through welfare fraud in American history.
Okay, so Steven's telling us that this is the biggest fraud scheme in American history. Then why has Walz, Ellison, Omar, Frey, this chief of police, and others in this current administration, why have they not been brought to justice? Americans, you need justice. Americans, you are justice. If you look at the preamble of the Constitution, justice is what establishes and ensures what? Domestic tranquility, peace. Without it, you're going to get more of this. Listen to what he says all the more.
We believe that we have only scratched the very top of the surface of how deep this goes. And you're familiar with all the scams with pretending that children have autism who are not in fact autistic, with pretending to enroll people.
Okay, so he's highlighting the crimes. This is what the American people have been accustomed to, is their politicians doing nothing but highlighting the crimes. That's not their job. It's their job to hold them accountable for their crimes. Notice neither side of the divide and conquer one-party system, this uniparty system that's been established, which is unconstitutional. Neither one side will hold the other accountable. It's pro wrestling, friends. It's what it is. Here we have another politician. Listen to what she has to say.
You know, we can say that there were many red flags. These weren't red flags. These were neon flashing signs. These were fireworks. There were so many signs about the fact that this kind of fraud was going on, especially when you take into consideration what was just reported about the millions of dollars being flown out of Minnesota.
Okay, so again, we're hearing from another politician doing nothing but highlighting the fraud, but yet somehow or another, Tim Walz still has the opportunity, along with Ellison and Frey and Omar, to get up on television and to now accuse what they call law enforcement from entering into their cities. Of course, the devil and his minions hate the law that exposes their crimes, Romans 3:20. Folks, it needs to go beyond this little charade and these clowns in the circus of politics. We need to hold them accountable along with the media, because it's them creating everything. This world that we live in is because of the people's tolerance of those that are creating these crimes while no justice is being brought about. None. Zero. Zero. No justice. You, Americans, I want to tell you something. For all of those that are sitting back and watching this happen, you are just as guilty as the politicians that you tolerate. You're just as guilty as the liars in the mainstream controlled mockingbird media. You're just as guilty as them. You're tolerating them and desecrating the blood of those that fought, bled, and died fighting against such that you're now subordinate to. Our forefathers, those that are 6 feet under the ground, stood against the very things the American people are tolerating. Shame on Americans for allowing this. Walz needs justice. Omar needs justice, not deportation. Because if you adjust, if you bring her to justice according to our laws, she's not going to be deported. She's not going to have an opportunity. Treason is punishable by death in your federal statutes, Americans. And they're not even talking about bringing them to justice. They're talking about how now the federal government's offended. And now they're testing the people by sweeping away the 10th Amendment by kidnapping people. Folks, that's supposed to be the militia, not an unconstitutional agency called ICE. We got Susan calling in from Washington State. Thank you for hanging on. You have 2 minutes, Susan. It's all yours.
Hey, Bradley. How are you doing?
I'm a little worked up.
I know. I can hear you. I hear you. I hear you. I get you. I got you.
Amen.
I'm right there with you.
Amen.
Hey, so, yeah, I mean, I just, you know, none of these people are going to be brought to justice by an unjust system that we have. That's just my personal opinion. We've got unjust everybody and unjust judges and blah, blah, blah.
Amen.
And sadly, I don't think the American people are going to stand up, because they would have by now, but we know, gosh darn it, who's going to the Super Bowl.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
So,
yep.
And I originally, my original comment was about how do you hold them accountable. My husband and I and two other neighbors held our county commissioners accountable for 6.5 years of vigilant on them, board meetings, getting slandered, getting written up in the papers, threatened, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
I know I only have 2 minutes, so I'm sorry. And changed rules, got the laws changed. And then 2 years later, they changed them all back to what they were originally.
Let me ask you this, Susan.
How do you hold these people accountable?
Yeah, right,
How
right.
How do you hold them accountable?
Yeah, yeah. Let me ask you this. So when you were being, sure. Was it you that was being slandered or the corrupt politician that was being slandered?
No, it was my husband and I were totally slandered.
Of course. Hang on a second, folks. Our affiliates, thank you. We'll talk to you in 23. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Again, thank you for holding up with us. If you want to jump on with us live on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com. Talk to you in 23. Susan, you prove my point that the mainstream media are accomplices to the crimes in trying to cover for those that are guilty of the crimes. We explain that.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. They, you know, I mean, we fought this, and this gives you an example of the American people. The whole entire area that I live in rurally was affected. I got two people to help to come with us.
Right. Well, you were lucky to get, exactly.
I went door to door. Well, they didn't go physically with us. And my husband was at some point throughout this whole 6.5 years of feeling threatened when he came home from a county meeting one night that he was going to get shot.
Of course.
He just had a thing in his, anyway. Yep. Yeah, no, we were just trashed and we're still trashed. And it's just, but you know, we did accomplish what was set out to do. And that was to get the law set in place the way it was supposed to be, held them accountable. But then they undid the whole thing.
Yep.
And my husband tried to contact these people, couldn't contact them.
Yep.
I've been written up by the authorities on the west side of the state as being psychologically crazy.
Yep.
Because of what I was saying. So now, it's just sad. And you try and tell people, Bradley, just like you, I totally get your passion. I totally understand you 100%. I'm over here, amen, yes, brother. But how do you get, it's going to take the entire nation to rise up all at one time and do it.
Okay,
and
so
I don't see that happening.
Yeah, right.
Well, I don't see that happening.
Well, here, well, let me say this. You know, one of the things, and I get why you feel that way. But I'm out there too, and I get the death threats, and I get the bomb threats, and you know what's interesting is when you report them, the FBI does absolutely nothing. I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt, at least to have it on file that I told them,
right.
And all the while knowing they were going to do nothing about it because they're a part of the problem.
Exactly.
Yep, we've done that too.
Exactly.
So and you know what? I high five you. Here's the thing. People revert back to the voice of the unspoken. They'll basically lay back into the silent majority. No, the truth of the matter is it's because of the silent majority that we're here in the first place. Mm-hmm. And that's what they want to resort to.
100%.
And I want to go back over to what you experienced as well. Doing high schools across the country, I can't tell you to the degree of harassment we got by alpha organizations. It's being on radio 160 cities and talking the way that we should all be talking. Oh, listen, if you're not one of the good old boys and you're not going down their road, straight into the hell that they want to create concerning this global order, they want to ostracize you and demonize you. You know, here, this is what I say to you and your husband. Praise God. That's how God is glorified, just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And the fact of the matter is the whole world can laugh, but they know in conscience that what you're doing is right. Yeah. And they know what they're not doing is wrong. And I think to those that don't do, I need you to understand, first of all, faith without works is dead. But you better remember in Revelation 21, verse 8, the first people that are thrown in hell are cowardice.
Yeah.
They're the fearful. You know,
they just studied that.
Yeah. Yeah. They love their freedoms as long as they don't have to fight for them. And they wonder why their country's going to hell. So I 100% agree with you. I 100% high five both of the two of you. And I say, God bless you. Keep going on with your bad selves.
Thank you.
Yes.
You too.
Yeah. The Lord doesn't need a majority. He uses a minority. And that is the history of how nations hinge upon is the small portion of the people. And we learned that from Gideon as well. So did you want to get the last word in? I'll give it to you.
Oh, I was just going to say, just going back to the unjust the stuff, I remember standing outside. This was kind of funny when I was first saved. I thought I'd get all my good Christian ladies and men to come out and stand outside of Planned Parenthood, and I ended up with nobody but me.
Yep.
And they tried to arrest me for standing on a public sidewalk. The guy, a good Christian security cop, came out and tried to arrest me standing on a public sidewalk, and I said, it's a public sidewalk, dude, you can't touch me. And then I got someone that tried to run me over, calling me a terrorist. But real quick, the cool thing about all that was some guy came up through the parking lot, stopped, and he wanted to yell at me and harass me for what I wasn't doing anything but praying, Bradley. And I said, I'm not doing anything but praying for these poor women. I've been there. I know what's going on. I'd love to talk to them. And they go, wow, that's really cool. That's really cool. That's not what we thought you were doing. You know, and I'm like, to all the glory.
Amen.
To God. All the glory to God.
Amen. What's, you know? Can I ask your husband's name, his first name?
Carl.
Carl.
C-A-R-L.
Is he listening to me?
I don't know where he is.
Right okay, now. Well, you tell him I appreciate him, and I appreciate you, too.
You
know what? In the face of all of this, you're in the safest place you possibly can be, right in the center of all of it. The most dangerous place to be is outside of God's will.
Yeah.
There's also a Goshen. Don't ever forget about this, Suzanne. There's always a Goshen.
Yeah.
So, anyways, thank you for the call.
Yeah, absolutely.
Totally appreciate you. I love hearing from Suzanne. I really, truly do. Folks, we're off air right now, and I gotta play some videos for you that you need to hear. And there's expletives in them, and they're coming from, again, the likes of those that want to conquer a country. But before I do that, can I just say this? Some people are saying, what is this coming to? I want to tell you, it was every day that the American people let this go, I can tell you what it's going to take to restore this country to the place that our forefathers established it. It's going to be harder and harder for every day that we let go by. And I'm talking about with all justice. And I'm talking about allowing these people to continuously, criminally set the narrative in spite of what they've already been uncovered for. They're still talking. And the media is right there trying to defend them. Okay? Now, I want you to see this. And I want you to hear this. What this is going to come to, and its purpose, by the way, for those that haven't been paying attention, the government in this country for a long time has been doing their best to create domestic insurrection. Not just in Minnesota, but throughout the country. And that's what happens when you let scoundrels do what they want to do without justice, without consequence. But I do want to remind you that what it's going to take is the same thing that it took concerning what our forefathers taught us. And it was Thomas Jefferson that said this. He said, the tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. This is why it's so important for the bad guys to try to get your Second Amendment stripped away from you. Do you understand? You better understand this current administration just asked the gun owners of America right now, Pam Bondi right now, and this Trump did it during his first tenure as well. He's been trying to strip away your Second Amendment under the guise of making America great again for what, going on 5 years now that he's been in office. Why are they so busy trying to get you to the point where you cannot resist? I don't think I need to answer that, do I? The mercy of God in this country for the righteous to this point is the fact that you still have the Second Amendment. I also want to tell you this, that if you're ever stripped of your Second Amendment, don't blame them for what you allowed them to do, because they're God-given rights. If you want your rights to remain, then you better step in the ring and fight the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12. Don't sit there and blame them about how they took away. No, they didn't take away anything. You allowed them to take it away. You better put that into perspective, friends. You can sit there and be the little boy or little girl that cried wolf and blame somebody else for what you forfeited in their hands, all the while knowing that they're unjust. I want you to consider this. I'll just make a couple points, and I want to play these videos for you. Those that are trying to disarm you have armed security detail. First of all, you go back to the 50s, the president of the United States of America, Truman, used to walk up and down the streets with him and another guy shaking the hands of the constituents in the United States of America. Now, does that sound like a guy that needed a entourage of armed security detail? And why was it that he didn't need to do it then? Because for the most part, he was serving the people. What happens when they don't serve the people? They got to raise the gates around the White House up to 13 feet now. They have to have security details. Oh, those guys that say that they're just doing their job, when in fact they're defending the people that are destroying this country. You got to remember that 97% of all mass shooters, right, and shootings that have taken place have come about through gun-free zones. It's time to hold the said representatives who created those unconstitutional laws in the first place. So which one is it, friends? Are you going to keep allowing them to create areas where the manifestos found from these mass shooters is always to find gun-free zones, namely schools? Are you going to keep allowing them to do that? Isn't it interesting that Congress, they have armed security? They're supposed to be the representatives of the people, but they want to disarm you. Isn't it interesting? Banks have armed guard security. The president does. Celebrities, as they call, they're fallen stars, folks. They're not to be followed. They're debased. They're immoral. They're put in place to demoralize the people. But you call them stars. They have armed security detail. Everybody seems to have armed security except the American people's children. Do we have something wrong? But again, we have a federal government that murders its only children, its own children, illegally. 24, verse 4 of 2 Kings. Put that up against Numbers 35, 33. And remember, the Lord will not pardon the shedding of innocent blood, no matter how much you want to sit back and say, I'm praying. Yeah, I know. Hide behind your prayers, but David prayed too. But he still went to the battlefield, didn't he? Just like Susan said, she went to the abortion clinics to stand up for life. And the government has now taught the police, instead of upholding the law that he swore to uphold, he's now going to do the biddings of a dictator that prefers death over life of his own children. And the American people let him. And the American people let him. Notice how I was always going to our kids. You see all these pedophiles, you know all these politicians that are being exposed for pedophilia. It's always aimed at the kids. You don't know why that is? Because Satan wants to lay for the model of heaven. Who said that children are the model of heaven? Jesus. And it was also Jesus, bad guy, that said, even if you violate that kid in the smallest jot or tittle, I'll kill you with the sword. Exodus 22. Oh, that's the Old Testament. Yeah, I know. Here, let me bring you to the New Testament. Luke 17, 2. It's better for you to take a millstone and wrap it around your own neck and cast yourself into the sea rather than you offend one of those little ones. And the American people know it, and they let them do it. Okay, so I want to bring you over to a video. You have a foreigner coming into America. Her name is Ilhan Omar. I want to show you this in case you haven't seen it. It's a video, but I also want you to see this. Ilhan Omar, who is installed, she didn't flee, for those that didn't know, she didn't flee oppression from Somalia. Her dad and her grandpa were the military leaders in Somalia. They were fleeing justice from her own people. She has no digital footprints. There's nothing to prove who she is. But the mainstream media puts her up as one of the most 100 influential people in the United States on Time Magazine. You ready for this, folks? I'm America's hope and the president's nightmare, she said. I think all white men should be put in chains as slaves because they will never submit to Islam. You hear that? And yet she's been given a place to attack the American people over and over and over again. Did you guys take the time to pull the curtain back to understand Ilhan Omar is actually the one that created the bill that she introduced concerning this feeding the children fraud? She was the one that wrote it up. Ellison was busted on a hot mic talking about how he'll protect them in so many words. Walls has been accused by over, I believe, I'll just say this to say stay safe. I believe it's 1,000 individuals inside of the government that have exposed him as the one that's responsible for the entirety of this fraud. And yet they're still creating domestic insurrection. Now they're playing the defenders of the people in the state of Minnesota. You idiots. You people in the state of Minnesota that are going along with this, you are ignorant to the core. You're ignorant to the core. They're not defending you. They're defending themselves. They're using you to deflect what they're guilty of. That's what they're doing. But speaking of Ilhan Omar, you ready for this, folks? Again, I'm not trying to hype it up. I'm talking about more than anything, not bolstering the effect. I'm just talking about what our forefathers told us. When laws are violated, show the people how the laws have been violated. That's what I'm doing. That's all I'm doing. And I'm giving you the resolve.
Go look in the mirror. There's a resolve under God. Check this out.
And as this entire fiasco in Minnesota continues, the only Somalian refugee in America currently serving in the United States Congress is apparently appalled that federal
Why is she still there, people? If the federal and states are not playing off each other concerning this massive fraud.
Immigration agents are arresting federal criminals. She's appalled.
Does she look like she's worried about any consequences from her little mob, her organized blue-collar mob business partners? Does she look like she's worried about any consequences? Nope. Nope.
Because nothing like that would ever happen in her Somalia, her beloved Somalia, because Somalia is a wonderful place. I hear all the hotels in Mogadishu are like totally sold out in Somalia for spring break this year. Like spring break Mogadishu. But this might be the first time I actually agree with Ilhan Omar completely, because it is appalling.
It is appalling for our Republican colleagues to be okay, for there to be cell detentions in ICE for American citizens. It is appalling for them to be okay, for there to be checkpoints in American cities where people are asked for their papers. I don't want to curse, but those of us who escaped places like that, the one place where we thought we would never experience this, is the U.S. damn states.
Did you hear what she said? She said the U.S. GD states. Folks, there's not more of a prophetic word than she could have gave than she just did right there. The Lord said, when you refuse to obey my judgments and my statutes, he said, I'm going to appoint over you those that hate you. It is absolutely, I'm not going to play the fool here, but let's say if I did, you know, I would sit here like an ignorant American and say, well, she's already been exposed for her fraud. But yet she's been exposed for this fraud. Now she's a millionaire 30 times over, mysteriously, during the same time of this fraud. There's $19 billion missing. They're all guilty. Their fingerprints are all over this fraud. And yet she still has a place and a seat inside to create legislation warring against this fictitious agency called ICE that's out to get her. Can I tell you what's going on? They're using Ilhan Omar to incite the righteous, or should I say the people that haven't taken the time to know the difference, basically what you would call the right if you parrot the mainstream media. They're using her to drive the majority of the American people to stand against her. Why? Why for? To give ICE a free hand at everything that they want to do. She's not there standing against ICE, friends. She's there being used as a model to create momentum in going after people like her, so they want you to believe. Go ahead, mark my words on what I'm telling you right now, because that's exactly what they're doing. They're using her to create a momentum to give ICE all the power and authority that they want. Well, some people haven't been paying attention. And what am I talking about? Well, just this last week, friends, to prove the point, it's interesting that ICE now, with the use of Ilhan Omar, just like I tried to warn the people, is just they want the momentum. ICE agents now tell people they can enter homes without a judge's warrant, report says. Where did that report come from? It came from none other than Rutherford Institute. John Whitehead happens to be a friend of the ministry. He's been forecasting this stuff for a long, long time, friends. Just like I told you that the illegals that they lured in are the excuse for ICE. They're not going after the governors. They're not going after the mayors that committed the act of treason. Nope. They're distracting you. And they're asking you inadvertently to give ICE as much power and authority as they want to do whatever they want to do to get all these illegals out, but just overlook, out of sight and out of mind, the guilty governors and the guilty mayors and the federal government that allured them in the first place. Trump talks about the crimes of Biden all the time and how he opened the borders concerning all these illegals. Well, I'm curious, Donald, what happened to all those walls that you said you were going to build? Oh, that's right. They were never built. See, people, you got to get out of the mindset that these people are telling you the truth, because they're not.
You're being set up for the fall, and that's why Ilhan Omar and the others are still out there defying. Let's listen to the rest of this report.
Isn't it? The U.S. goddamn states. Have you ever heard a member of Congress say anything like that before about the country they were elected to serve? The U.S. goddamn states, her words, not mine. It's also really just poor English. You might call it the states, you might call it the United States, or maybe just the U.S., but we are definitely not the U.S. goddamn states. And isn't it appalling to hear that from a sitting member of Congress, a self-proclaimed refugee from Somalia, a country run by warlords where half the population still lives in huts? We're serious. Someone who came to America for a better life and now is somehow worth millions of dollars, which doesn't have anything to do with that billion-dollar Somalian fraud happening in her district in Minnesota, right? Nothing to do with that. We're not making any accusations. We don't know. But the U.S. goddamn states, again, her words, a sitting member of Congress, not mine, and I'm not a prude. But people should be appalled by the fact that a Somalian refugee who now serves in Congress thinks America is a damned country. Here it is again.
It is.
I don't want to curse.
And she's laughing.
But those of us who escaped places like that, the one place where we thought we would never experience this is the U.S. damn states.
It really is appalling.
Isn't that interesting how the Lord will not, his voice will not be straightened? And when I'm talking about the judgments of God, isn't that amazing that it came out of the mouth of your enemies? Cursing this nation, cursing these people. Well, you know, the Lord is sovereign in blessings and in curses and the wheels and the woes. And the fact of the matter is, folks, he's sovereign over judgment as well. And that's where America's at. That's why I continuously revert back to what John the Baptist did and our Lord did, Jesus, when he said, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Also read Acts 20, verse 21. I want to show you another thing here. I want to show you, Christine Noem, I know that she's been sold to you as a good governor of the state of South Dakota. She was a complete fraud. I'm a friend. I have friends that were former senators during her criminal tenure. I also had another individual, Mason, and I'm not going to say his last name, but he gave me all the documentation on the back end concerning this whole created crisis during this pandemic, how she basically got out there in front of the people saying, it's not my job to strip away your religious rights. But what she was doing was giving authority to her subordinates to do it. She's also committing adultery with a Trump staffer. Now, mysteriously, she paid her dues over in South Dakota. She betrayed the people there, sold to you as a freedom fighter when she was doing just the exact opposite. And then she's mysteriously put into another unconstitutional agency called the Department of Homeland Security. Hey, folks, when you go on an airplane, is anybody noticing that things are not relaxing? They're getting more stringent? Anybody notice that? They're asking you to take pictures now. They're asking for more identification now. See, folks, you have to understand with tyrants, it doesn't get better. It always gets worse. And those unconstitutional policies that undermine our Constitution that they've created and the people allowed them to pass, namely the Patriot Act, which should have been called the Act of Tyranny, they only further try to enslave the people by implementing and enforcing more unconstitutional policies on the people. Have you been to an airport? Because folks, when you walk in, you're going to see Christie's not there for you. She's there working for the tyrants. You should see what happens when we go to the airport and they say, oh, by the way, during the pandemic, I got kicked off of Delta. Why did I get kicked off of Delta? Because I wasn't going to submit to the little Gestapos running the place that were making money for George Soros concerning those scanners that are dangerous to your body and allowing a bunch of perverts called the TSA to go ahead and violate your Fourth Amendment. I wasn't going to put up with it. You can go ahead and kick me off your airlines all that you want to. You're the one losing the business, not me. And if you didn't pretend with them and play along with them, then they ostracize you. That's fine. That's totally fine. Americans, if you cannot see what's going on here since, namely, the younger generation, September 11th, I can't help you. This is all aimed at Americans. I want to bring you over, and I want to show you how this is all scripted. I'm going to show you a piece from said head of ICE. I mean, folks, that's all he should have did is put two S's on his shirt. I'm just talking about the way he looks. He should have put two S's on his shirt and just got a black covered shirt because he looks like a Gestapo. Look at his uniform. But more importantly, listen to how this is all scripted, because both Kristi Noem and this head of ICE, this unconstitutional agency, which I'm watching both. I'm not saying there's not good guys in there, but I'm watching both. But what I want you to catch, friends, is they're saying exactly the same things, just like the mainstream media. In other words, they're useful idiots. Somehow or another, they think that this doesn't apply to them. But friends, it does. It does. I want you to check this out. Here we go.
Approached U.S. Border Patrol officers with a 9mm semi-automatic handgun. The officers attempted to disarm this individual, but the armed suspect reacted violently. Fearing for his life and for the lives of his fellow officers around him, an agent fired defensive shots. Medics were on the scene immediately and attempted to deliver medical aid to the subject, but he was pronounced dead at the scene. The suspect also had two magazines.
Anybody think this is a little odd?
Dozens of rounds. He also had no ID. This looks like a situation where an individual arrived at the scene to inflict maximum damage on individuals and to kill law enforcement.
I guess, friends, that's conspiratorial. No, it's not conspiratorial. It's fact. I just showed it to you. It's just getting weird out there, folks. And I'm not going to stand down to it. I'm just not going to do it in Jesus' name. No way. I wanted to show you something else here, too. And it had something to do with that very topic. And I'm hoping it's going to pull up here in just a moment. I mean, folks, it's like, listen to what they say, but don't pay attention to their fruit. Jesus told you to do just the exact opposite, people. He told you to do just the exact opposite. We're also seeing from this guy, hey, don't tread on me, guys. This is the treading point. Breaking: Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem has said U.S. citizens, I told you they were going to use the illegals as the excuse, but U.S. citizens should be prepared to show proof of citizenship. But the illegals don't have to worry about that. I mean, they got, in Minnesota, treasonous Walls and Ellison and Ilhan in Omar and Frey. Man, they invited all these people, and the good guys, the said Republicans, sat back and let them do it. And you've been accustomed to the fact that they can just sit back and do nothing but complain about what they themselves have tolerated. And then most people that watch the show ask the question, why are we calling today's conservatives yesterday's liberals? Because there's no difference. They're good for nothing. Matthew 5:13. I can tell you exactly what's going on here, America. Outside of the fact that you're being sold out to your enemies, literally, Deuteronomy 28, verse 63, they are selling this country out, and they're breaking it up into regions is what they're doing. They're selling you off to your sworn enemies is what they're doing. And if it wasn't true, the name of the show is We Need Justice, then where is the justice? There isn't any. There isn't any. Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1 year after federal courts opened the door to warrantless home invasions, ICE claims power to enter homes without judicial warrants. That doesn't sound like that's aimed at the illegals, friends. That sounds like it's aimed at the American people, as the illegals being their excuse. You with me? Yeah. America, when I'm saying this, I say this with a whole heart. Before I got saved, I'm talking about before the lens was put on by the Holy Ghost for me to see and for me to hear by the Holy Ghost, Isaiah 10:27. It's interesting that I read in the book of Deuteronomy 28, unbeknownst to me, I remember reading the curses and I thought, oh my goodness, in great specificity, that's exactly what's happening to America. And it came, it was like a dart that stuck right in my heart, and it bothered me. And it bothers me now. Why does it bother me? Because I love my God and I love my people. The voice that you hear from this pulpit isn't a voice of hate. It's a voice of love. It really truly is. It's a voice of understanding what our forefathers did to give us what it is that we have. Case in point, when you read the Declaration of Independence, you all the well know that 75% of that documentation is what our forefathers didn't put up with and threw off concerning the usurpations of a tyrant across the pond that would not be ruled by God. You do know that, right? I'm sure you did. And you guys all know what the 4th of July is all about. No, it's not taxation without representation. That was named number 21 out of 17 different offenses. The number one offense was, and the number one reason our forefathers stood up was for freedom of religion. In other words, Christianity under the umbrella of denominational Christian churches. But you knew that. And the very people and the very things that were fought for are the very people today concerning the posterity of our forefathers that are shaming everything that our forefathers sacrificed to give us. And the very people that were given freedom of religion at such a high cost, they're the ones that are forfeiting everything that we've been given by our forefathers off to the enemies. And it's a sure sign under the watchful eye of the omniscient one, the omnipresent one, the all-seeing God who sees all things at all times and all places. It's interesting that under his watchful eye and him revealing to us by his revealed word, which is called scripture, it's interesting he's already told us what's going on here. And so that old-time gospel comes back in and it reverts back to what the original gospel has always said that's been completely washed from the minds of the American people, namely the professors in the church. It went from repent for the kingdom of heaven is to now God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life, which you're not going to find in scripture. God's love was always in a demonstration. Never lip service. Read 1 John 3:18. Prove otherwise. Hey, folks, the message is the same as it's always been, and there's never been a more poignant time, an important time, an urgent time to awake you to the fact that it's always been the same, and you better listen while you have the opportunity. America, you need to repent before the Lord, because what's going on in this country is your sin that's being found out before him, and he's not slack to repay you to your face that hates you. Deuteronomy 7:10, and I'll end with this. The Lord said in Exodus 20, he said, the third commandment, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. You know what that means? It means for 86% of you people that claim to be Christians, you better practice what you preach. Why? Because he tells us concerning the second part of that scripture, what is it? Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. There's never been a bigger exhibition of hypocrites since the beginning of time than what you see in America. And I remember a famous hireling, his wife saying that if the Lord does not judge America, this was back in the 80s, if the Lord does not judge America, then he better apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. Americans today have given themselves a permission slip to just let every single thing go. And what does the Lord say about that? I'm not going to leave myself without witness. I will repay them to their face concerning what it is that they tolerate. And when you look at what's going on and try to figure out within yourselves why there's no peace, that's all you have to do is look at the Word of God. Judgment is turned backwards, Isaiah 59:14, and justice standeth afar off. For the truth is fallen in the streets. Why did it fall in the streets? Because the people let it fall in the streets. They're letting the bad guys do what they want to do now. Inverted like, right? Justice backwards. Yeah, the truth faileth, and judgment turns backwards. And why is that, friends? Because the people somehow or another think that God is not seen and it's not him at the helm right now. Oh, you better know it's him at the helm right now. I'll end with Jeremiah 5:28. They are waxing fat, Americans, temporarily. They shine, yeah. But the Lord looks at those people that think that they're waxing fat and they don't have a care for the things of the Lord and they shine within themselves. Yeah, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the cause of the fatherless, yet they prosper. And the right of the needy do they not judge. Not a good place to put yourself. Hey, folks, again, remember, love tells the truth. Hate doesn't. And I'm telling you the truth, Leviticus 19:17, that you need to hear, and telling you what you need to hear rather than what it is that you want to hear. And I love you enough to do so. First time comers, really quick, if you want to go jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go over to the store, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I got a bunch of materials over there. It's all premised in school, testimony, Revelation 19:10. We're doing our best to make people aware, Ezekiel 33, verse 3, and giving them the message that the Lord commands that we give in repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. All orders will go out tomorrow. Just wanted to tell you all, thank you for your support. As you well know, we don't have sponsors. We stay out there because of people like you, and without you, again, we cannot do the things that we do today. If you want to become a son or daughter of liberty, we would totally appreciate it. If you want to know who we are, what it is that we've been doing for the last 30 years, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. I said what we have been doing, not what it is that we're going to be doing. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, talk to you in 23. See?